Welcome to the DBM Academy podcast, the place where we decode the big economic shifts and what they mean for your digital assets. I'm your host, John, and today we're thrilled to have macro analyst Tom with us. Tom, thanks for joining.
Hey, John. Delighted to be here, helping the DBM community understand the benefits of being closer to the center of the money supply.
Absolutely. Okay, this episode, we're digging into a really insightful newsletter we have picked up that paints a picture of a U.S. economy facing some interesting cross currents. But I want to zoom in on two assets that are always on our listeners' minds, gold and Bitcoin. The piece suggests a potential positive outlook for both. What's the core driver behind that view?
The main catalyst, according to the analysis, is the expected shift in fiscal policy from the Federal Reserve. The market is anticipating that the Fed will begin to cut interest rates. When the central bank of the world's largest economy starts lowering rates, it has a ripple effect across the globe.
And how does that ripple effect specifically benefit gold and Bitcoin?
Well, assets like gold and Bitcoin are often seen as globally priced. Their value isn't tied to the economy of a single country in the way a specific stock might be. When the Federal Reserve cuts rates, it can weaken the dollar and makes holding non-yielding assets like BTC more attractive. Similarly, a more accommodative, looser monetary environment is generally seen as a tailwind for assets like Bitcoin, which are viewed by many as a hedge against currency debasement.
So it's less about something happening within the gold or crypto markets themselves, and more about the macro environment becoming more favorable for them.
Exactly. That is what we refer to in DBM as being closer to the money supply. As a direct consequence of the Fed and government actions, we are able to gain direct benefit if we know how to structure our assets. To quote the newsletter, if the Fed reduces interest rates, it is good for emerging market economies and globally priced assets, such as gold and Bitcoin. It lumps them together as beneficiaries of this major policy shift.
That's a key point. They're grouped with emerging markets. Does this imply a risk-on sentiment where investors are moving away from the safety of the dollar and into other assets around the world?
That's a great way to put it. A Fed easing cycle often encourages capital to flow out of the U.S. and into other markets and assets that might offer higher growth or better store value. Gold and Bitcoin, in this context, are seen as prime candidates to capture some of that capital flow. In fact, they have been for years now.
So for our listeners who hold gold and Bitcoin, the message seems to be to keep a very close eye on the Federal Reserve's next moves.
Absolutely, as well as continually dollar cost averaging into both assets. The signals from the Fed are crucial. According to this analysis, a pivot towards lower rates is the green light that could really benefit these two assets on the global stage.
Another fantastic breakdown, Tom. It really clarifies that the story for gold and Bitcoin right now is deeply connected to the broader macroeconomic picture. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure, John.
Okay, folks, that's it for this episode. We hope you are finding our DBM podcasts useful. Join us next time for more insights into the ever-evolving world of digital assets. Remember, our DBM Wealth Builder series starts in September. It's an ideal way to reboot your digital assets and connect the dots in how to run a successful digital business in this space. Hit the link below.